Reading from Numbers chapter 21, verse 7. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 2nd, 2022, the day we oftentimes will turn to our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And my prayers have been answered. I'm supercharged today. I'm pretty pumped up on how God orchestrated the situations, the circumstances. I'm here in Springfield, and I was thinking, who could I have address this topic on prayer? And it just so happened that Pastor Ray Pepple could meet up with me and touch base. He volunteers with this radio ministry and has delivered the Prime Life Times publication all around the Lincoln area. Well, as we opened up the book, because I just said, hey, why don't we do the Monday edition of Mark and Friends? I'll be in Springfield. And so as I opened up the book after you got here, it's Pray for Those You Serve. And I thought, wow, how God worked that out. Because Pastor Ray, you oversee the First Baptist Church of Lincoln. You've done that for the last 5 years. And I won't go into your whole testimony because we had you on, what is it, a year or two ago at Lincoln Square? Maybe two years ago.
Probably was it 2 years now.
Maybe pre-COVID. I can't remember.
It was pre-COVID.
I don't think we had mass on or anything.
Nothing like that.
You serve at the First Baptist Church of Lincoln the last 5 years, but you've been familiar with the WLLM ministry for many years.
Oh,
in fact, you and Bill Dolan, the former station manager, had a program. It was called something like the Record Request Hour.
Yeah, it was
something.
A blast. Yes.
People would call in with their favorite songs off of records. Do you remember what records were, everyone? Not all of our listeners will know what a record is, or a 45, as we might have said. But before we get too far into this program and talk about prayer and do a special reading, and thank you, God, for answering prayer so that Pastor Ray Pepple was available today and can be a part of this program, I read from Numbers 21:7 because it closes with saying, so Moses prayed for the people. And all good leaders, whether it's in the church setting, deacons and elders, or in ministries like Great News Media or the WLUJ family of stations, that's an important aspect. It should be and is for us a priority. Amen. You pray for those that you serve. You ask God to use our broadcast or the programming format, the encouraging words to touch lives, to help people on their faith journey, and I'm sure including yourself. Most all pastors, that's something they pray for daily, the people that they're serving and guiding and leading. And so what a great verse. Thank you, Pastor Ray, for joining us. And so because you and Bill, and we're going to have Bill on in the coming days to give an update. He was so beloved by so many people and still is. But because you had that record request hour, I said, Pastor Ray, what's a great song that you would love to introduce or share with our listeners? And you said, well, I actually have a couple of them, which we might end up playing, but at least one of them will lead off with Squire Parsons' Beulah Land.
Amen.
And so maybe do a little intro. What do you like about this song? Is that the tempo, the beat, his faithfulness in serving, his vocal reach? What is it?
All of the above. It was one of the most requested songs we had on the Record Request Hour. Very popular. I do like the words. The message of the song is really great, and his voice is pretty good.
So this is a golden oldie by Squire Parsons, Beulah Land.
I'm kind of homesick for that country to which I've never ever been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. I call it
someday, oh, be our strength. was Squire Parsons and what seemed to be a gathering of Bill Gaither's homecoming friends singing Beulah Land, a golden oldie.
For many of you, in fact, thank you, God, when Pastor Ray suggested, could we play that as part of our program today? I said, sure, let me quickly go to YouTube and see if they have a version of it. I grabbed it and put it into our system, and thank you, God, for technology. So that was one that I'm sure touched many of you. That song, Beulah Land, many sing it. I think the Gaithers and many Southern gospel groups. It's very famous and very well known, but that was Squire Parsons, and we appreciate the legacy of the ministry he has had for so many years. Well, as mentioned, Pastor Ray, thank you for joining us. I know you've been a man of prayer.
Amen.
And I thought it would be a good fit as I'm here in Springfield, and so Marianne kind of gets a little bit of the day off. In fact, I think tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, I'm working to have Chad, he's the director of the Habitat for Humanity out of the greater Champaign-Urbana area, and he might be my Testimony Tuesday guest tomorrow. So I don't know if Marianne will be a part of that or not, but it's just neat how God raises up different people serving in different ways. And as mentioned, you serve as the senior pastor at the First Baptist Church of Lincoln these past 5 years. I heard about you and contacted you. You said, oh, I've loved the ministry for years. Anything I can do in Lincoln to get the word out or help. And so you've been delivering our publications all around, and I think we met a few different times with others just to cast the vision of what we hope to accomplish in Lincoln and touching lives and eventually touching more lives through other creative ways and some events and gatherings. But you've been, I would say, a cheerleader behind the scenes, saying anything I can do to help. If you want the singing men to come, you've tried to connect me with the Ministerial Alliance there in Lincoln and other ways to talk about the radio ministry. So thank you for being not only so supportive but involved, boots on the ground, as they say, hands on. And you drove in from Lincoln today to be a part of this program, so thank you so much. So we're going to continue with our reading from the book Prayer: The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. We've talked about this book for literally months. It's available for $10 at our Springfield location here at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, also in Champaign at Marketplace Mall at the Great News Media Center. $10, you can't get the book any cheaper anywhere else. We got a bulk discount because I got a bunch of them, and I think there's about 4 or 5 left here and maybe 6 or 7 left in Champaign. So I highly recommend this book. It'll change your life because it helps you understand the importance of prayer, the priority of prayer, where to pray, when to pray, how to pray. And I think ultimately the best part of it is that you're going to get to know God better. That's what prayer does. It helps us connect, communicate, foster that relationship. So we're now into chapter 3. And as I mentioned, it's so unique or providential that God had you reading this, because it's titled Pray for Those You Serve. And I thought, isn't it like God to have a pastor come in to share and read
divine
that
appointment.
Topic? Yes, divine appointment. And then it says, effective spiritual leaders pray for their people. And I'll let you take it over. It looks like we are going to be able to cover about 3 pages. And then we might even have time for another song, Step Into the Waters by the Gaithers, another one you requested.
Effective spiritual leaders are passionate towards God and compassionate toward people. God gives us a burden, a holy concern, for those we are called to lead. We may not always accept their behavior, but we have genuine love for them.
Pastor Ray, from maybe prior times with me, or if you listen ever to Mark and Friends, when I get a thought or a suggestion or a derailment, I just jump right in
with both feet.
But as a pastor, and I'm sure you could speak for other pastors, this is an interesting line. We may not always accept their behavior, but we have a genuine love for them. And isn't that true? Doesn't God in pastors' lives really help you see beyond maybe the immediate or the hurt or the heartache or the behavior, but look for the greater good? How can I nurture and help and assist?
I think that's true. It's very important. Very important. One of the purest and most powerful ways for a leader to express and exercise such love is in intercessory prayer. Love on its knees is the definition and description of Dick Eastman gives to the intercessory prayer. Such prayer seeks the best for others before the throne of God and brings their needs to the one who has the answers. A study of the lives of high-impact spiritual leaders reveals that they make time to pray for their people. Consider Moses. His primary ministry as he led the Hebrews through the wilderness can be summarized in six simple words. So Moses prayed for the people.
And that's what we opened up with today's program, that verse Numbers 21:7, and the portion right here in the book, so Moses prayed for the people, would be considered 21:7b, because there was that praying about their sin and the snakes, right, that because of their disobedience and their doubt and disbelief, God chastised them through some things, and Moses was asked to pray, and he did.
Mm-hmm. Moses was an unusually effective spiritual leader, in part because he prayed or he interceded for his people. The term intercede means to go between. Used for prayer, it describes the act of going to God and pleading on behalf of another. Prayer, as a general term, describes talking to God. Intercession is more specific. It describes coming to God on behalf of another. Therefore, while all intercession is prayer, not all prayer is intercession.
Hey, by the way, do you have contacts?
No.
You have great eyesight for the young age that you are. You're doing really good. I was thinking you must have contacts in or something. How many years young are you, dude?
Just turned 72.
72? 72,
yeah, I'm getting old.
Happy birthday.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Intercession was a major part of the leadership ministry of Moses. Again and again in the books of Exodus and Numbers, we hear Moses effectively crying out to God on behalf of his followers. We see that in Exodus 17:4, Numbers 11:2, 14:13-19. Too many Christian leaders pray too little, and too many Christian leaders pray too little for others. This must change. Intercessory prayer is a primary tool used by effective spiritual leaders. The great leader and prophet Samuel felt it was sinful to fail to pray for his people. He said to his people, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." 1 Samuel 12:23.
Yeah, what a principle.
Amen.
Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. I don't know if there's some healthy conviction going on with that, but that makes me think,
Amen.
How often am I praying for the staff, for the listener, for those that support the radio ministry and all the complexities to pull it together, the engineers, the supplemental help, contractual workers, you know, all the people that help the ministry move forward.
Missionary leader Wesley Dowd writes, "You have no greater ministry or no leadership more influential than intercession."
Hmm.
It was E.M. Bounds who said, "Talking to men for God is a great thing, but talking to God for men is greater still. That's a good one. S.D. Gordon said, "True prayer never stops in petition for oneself. It reaches out for others. Intercession is the climax of prayer." Jesus is a great intercessor. His entire ministry is identifying with us, standing in our stead, and going to God the Father on our behalf. As a leader, he prayed for his followers. And speaking of the 12, he said, "I pray for them," in John 17:9. And speaking of his then yet future followers like this, he said, "I pray for those who will believe in me through the disciples' message," John 17:20. Even now in his exalted home in heaven, Jesus is the one who, even at the right hand of God the Father, who makes intercession for us, Romans 8:34. He is the one who always lives to make intercession for us, Hebrews 7:25.
And I think if we took that to heart and really chewed on it, as they say, whether they say put that in your pipe and smoke it, but really when you think about the Lord Jesus Christ interceding on our behalf, standing in the gap, petitioning the Father, it's incredible. It's kind of mind-boggling. I don't think any of us can really ascertain or take it all in, because it's like, why would he do that? Who am I? I'm a nothing. Yes. And yet he knows us by name, and he cares, and he does intercede on our behalf.
Amen. He does. He does that. The Apostle Paul was a major league difference maker. Note that his letters are washed in mention of his intercessory prayers for his followers. In Romans 1:9-10, he wrote, "God, from whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times." In Ephesians 1:16, Paul writes, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." In Philippians 1:4, "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy."
Yeah, that's interesting that they would say, "always pray with joy." I don't know if you've done a word study or preached on that, but It's just not that we're begrudgingly going before God to intercede and say, help Pastor Ray, you know, he needs help and, you know, work through, you know, his temperament, his situation or whatever.
Right.
But to pray with joy, I wonder if that's like where we're smiling when we think about Pastor Ray and we think, Lord, you've been using him in my life. Bless him today. And, you know, Lord, make his way clear. Give him peace of mind. I mean, maybe we're filled with that hope or that excitement or that enthusiasm, knowing that this great God is hearing our prayers. And so I wonder what it means to, I always pray with joy, probably with an expectant, hopeful heart. I don't know, with a joyful attitude. That's probably a pretty good one for us to think about.
And joy is a Christian attribute.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sure. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. That's Colossians 1:9. And 1 Thessalonians 1:2-3. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
I know sometimes when we send a donation to a ministry or something, sometimes it might be signed 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3, and then you have to go and look it up. I've thought many times to do that, and then I thought, gosh, that's a lot to write out on all the little notes, but it's a great, powerful message.
It's
always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
I'll almost preach.
Oh, yeah. We can shut down the program now and have a little worship
benediction.
Service.
That's right.
Amen.
With this mind, we constantly pray for you, 2 Thessalonians 1:11. I thank God whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayers, 2 Timothy 1:3. If we want to lead like Moses, Paul, or Jesus, we need to pray like Moses, Paul, and Jesus. Like them, we must pray for our followers.
And that concludes the first section in chapter 3, Pray for Those You Serve. And I'll read that last sentence before we close out with the song, Step into the Waters by the Cathedrals. If we want to lead like Moses, Paul, or Jesus, we need to pray like Moses, Paul, and Jesus.
Amen. Like them,
we must pray for our followers. In that case, I would maybe make that word for those we come in contact with, for those that we caretake, for those that we come alongside, for those that we interact with, for those that we parent, for those that are over us in authority, or those that are maybe under us in authority, for those around us. I think all of them prayed for so many people. But as a leader, as somebody that influences people, it is your calling, it's your privilege, too, to be praying for them. So thank you, Pastor Paul, for working with us and suggesting the song that we'll close out with, Step Into the Waters by the Cathedrals. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Ray Pepple with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Step into the water. Wait out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His water of the world. Step into the water. Wait out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing. Praises to the Lamb of God. It's time we, the people, stand up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and raise our swords to fight. For the Bible is my weapon and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field. Step into the water. Wait out a little deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water. Wait out a little deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. To the Lamb of God. There is victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. There has been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. Oh, I want to live for Jesus and be all